Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Two great tastes have combined. That would be Uli's Famous Sausage at Pike Place Market and Men's Room Original Red to form Men's Room Original Sausage. Simply delicious. Men's Room Original Sausage is a great combination of Uli's Famous Sausage, Men's Room Original Red, and a portion of the net proceeds from the sale of the sausage benefits the VA and JBLM Fisher Houses. And now, you can pick up Uli's Famous Sausage online at KISW.com. Also available at Central Co-op, at The Dish, Bon Appetit, Nordstrom Cafeteria in Seattle, Engine House 9 in Tacoma, Harbor Greens Market in Gig Harbor, Ivor's Acres of Clams on the water in Seattle, along with Portage Bay Cafe locations in Ballard, Roosevelt, 65th, and South Lake Union, also on sale at the Vachon Thriftway and the West Seattle Thriftway. Get it in your belly. It is simply delicious.
Miles, did you see the tweet from Uli's Famous Sausage?
Just the macaroni
minutes
and cheese.
Ago, yeah, from E9 in Tacoma.
Macaroni and cheese it's with features, Men's Room Original Red sausage.
Features cheddar and Men's Room Original.
Come on.
You can order it online and eat it at home, sure.
I had one of their beers the other night. They're fantastic as well.
I do like that place.
Men's Room Original Sausage. All the details are at KISW.com. Our question, good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience? We'll take a quick break. Come back with more of your calls right after these.
The Men's Room returns. Here's the question. Brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. 99.9 KISW.
Our question today, good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience? We have one more story for you, and this is kind of a quick date, but interesting nonetheless. A Happy Valley 18-year-old is answering some questions after his parents called police to report what they thought was a home invasion and robbery.
So happy.
Deputies say they have learned the thief was, well, not who they thought. One of Ethan Kwan's parents called police to their home in Oregon. Deputies learned that $200 was taken from the bedroom nightstand. Homeowner
Did
turned
you read
over
where it was?
It was in, let's see, Clackamas County.
But I think the place
Happy Valley is the name of the town.
And that made me giggle because of the story.
Yeah. So the homeowner, I guess, has got surveillance video. So he shows a woman walking casually through the front door into the home. 8 minutes later, she walks out and leaves.
Yeah.
Police on Monday said Kwan told investigators he was in his bedroom listening to music through headphones and wasn't aware of anything suspicious. But an update from the sheriff's office said investigators found evidence indicating an initial report was false. Kwan, in fact, invited the female seen in the surveillance video into the home and now faces accusations of initiating a false report and patronizing a prostitute. Deputies continue to look for the woman as she is still on the loose.
Oops.
No pun intended. Our question, good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience?
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are we doing today, gentlemen?
Doing well, sir. Is this a good or bad dating experience?
Oh, this is a terrible dating experience.
Excellent.
So, my sophomore year of college, my buddy decides to put me on a blind date with his cousin, which now, because of this story, I have a rule I never date friends or family members.
Well, family is a good thing, yes.
That's a good call.
That really is. That whole incest thing.
I think he's trying to say friends, family members.
Gotcha.
Not his family members.
Okay.
He doesn't have a hard, fast rule on that one, Miles.
Okay.
That one's
my
still
English
open.
Ain't too good. So I go to the, we decided to meet at the Cheesecake Factory, and she's super sweet and good looking girl, but the second we sit down and the wait staff comes, a switch flips in her, and she treats them like absolute garbage.
Uh-oh.
Just utterly going crazy on him. This drink isn't right. My food isn't right. She sends her food back 4 times, 5 times.
Oh, no.
Okay, it was
embarrassing. I've never had
Don't
a bad meal
it.
At the Cheesecake Factory.
Which
you can't
is,
go wrong at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
You can just open up the menu and just blindly point, and whatever you're going to get is going to be good.
The but most annoying thing about the Cheesecake Factory, honest to God, is just how big the menu is.
Because
it's a huge menu, and you know you're going to like whatever you get, so I always get frustrated with that, because by the time they come to check, I'm like, dude, I'm only three pages in, man. Mm-hmm.
I think the only problem I have with that place is that there's a sect of people, and this girl sounds like one of them. For whatever reason, they just don't like it. And like, oh, the menu, you know, the menu too big, I get that. But it's like, oh, this and that. And, like, it's just cool to, like, hate on it.
See, I thought chicks loved the Cheesecake Factory. I was on the total opposite side of that. I
kind of gets
the I thought they liked it like Arby's.
Maybe you're hanging out with cooler chicks.
I don't know.
Well, the best part of all that is after she's laying into the server, I'm so embarrassed that I tell her I'm going to the bathroom and I make a beeline for the front door.
Oh, you just rolled out.
I was so embarrassed I couldn't stick around. I just end up dotting out the front door and just not coming back whatsoever and kind of stuck her with the bill. She starts blowing me up. It's like, where'd you go? Where'd you go? I send her back a single text message. That's your penance for that little puppet show you put on there.
What did she order? Do you remember?
I can tell you what she got.
It was a salad with meat on it.
I knew it was going to be a salad. The people that hate that place always do the same thing. They order a salad and go, why is the salad so big? Like, oh my God.
Well, not only that, but why do you go there and order a salad?
Don't pay money for a salad. That to me is like they give them to you free half the time. Like,
if you just order a regular meal.
Like they did. You want a salad on the side? So, like, the idea of giving people money to eat a pile of crap is already ridiculous when you can usually get it for free. But listen, by the time she sent it back the fourth time, it wasn't just a salad with meat anymore. Oh no.
Oh, it was the cook of the meat. It didn't look right. It didn't smell right, whatever that means.
Was she weird to you at all, or was she just crappy to the staff?
She was pleasant and sweet to me, but a complete psychopath to the staff, which doesn't bode well for me down the line.
No, not at all.
Well, no, not at all, man.
Yeah. Well, it just basically shows you how she treats people.
Yeah, I mean, you got a penis in your mashed potatoes, too, man. You know, it's guilt by association.
I mean,
yeah,
was she rich?
Yes.
She was rich.
Yeah, so she's used to spitting on service and help anyway.
Damn, okay. I can't imagine. It would floor me. I would think that a Cheesecake Factory date is a guaranteed home run.
Sure, man.
Guaranteed home run.
You're going to find something you like, because, again, the menu's 1,000 pages. All of it's good, so just get whatever you want. You got that covered, and you know what you're getting for dessert. And I think it's agreed that when you go to the Cheesecake Factory, no point does anyone have to pretend they're going to feel guilty for getting dessert. It's like, look, the place is called Cheesecake Factory. Basically, they just give us something to tie it over until we order the cheesecake at the end, and we will order cheesecake. You don't even have to eat it here. Take it
home. Anytime it's a cousin.
But I'm getting some goddamn cheesecake.
And if you're
cheesecake.
Going with, like, a group of people or, like... I don't know. Yeah, like, there's something for them.
Yes.
They have fried chicken sliders.
That's what I mean.
They're delicious.
Like, yeah. The only issue I have personally is there's so many choices. It's that ultimate, right? The paradox of choice.
But
I get excited. Like, you order something, and then as soon as something else shows up, like, I should have got that.
But that's my point, because the menu's too big, so I order something. And right, so in the time it takes for them to prepare the order, I've now finished the rest of the menu, and I'm like, God damn it, I should have. So I'm like, next time I'm going to start from the back page and work myself forward.
Love the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
I'd have gone on a date with that guy at the Cheesecake Factory. You'd have gotten lucky.
I like it. I don't know if I'm crossing that line for it.
We'd have done the Kentucky oil change.
Yeah, you know what, though, man? If somebody keeps taking their food back like that, you know you could never please them.
No.
That's immediately you can see right away, you'd be like, oh, man, this is not worth getting into.
I mean, at some point, don't you just kind of go, all right, this is just what it's going to be.
Right.
I might just be disappointed in dinner tonight.
Maybe you just don't like that place. I mean, if on the fourth time you get your food, it's like, look, it's the place at this point.
And what is wrong with the salad? I mean, it's a salad.
It's a salad.
It's a salad.
There's everything wrong with a salad. The minute you order it, all bets are off.
Man, I went out to a place the other day. Like, so we sat down and ordered a beer and sandwiches from the woman, right? There's two servers, a man and a woman. We're sitting at the bar. So she brings over the beers, and then we're just sitting there sipping, and, you know, the sandwiches don't show up. So the guy comes over, hey, did you guys want to order any food? And we kind of did that. Yeah, we ordered with her, and then you could tell she's like, oh, S. She forgot to put them in.
Sure.
You could just see her like, oh, no. So,
God damn it. Really.
Sorry, guys, I forgot to put them. Nah, no beer.
No worries.
Yeah. Sandwiches show up. I take a bite out of the sandwich. I look down. The second half of the sandwich has a huge hair in it.
Oh, like, so how like, big?
I like curled, like big curled up. Like, it's kind of wrapped around, you know? So I'm like... I'm like, man, and I kind of call the guy over. Hey, man, look, there's that big hair. He's like, oh, sorry, man. He picks up the sandwich, takes it away. I apologize. So he comes back and he goes, listen, beer's on me, you know, sorry about the sandwich. And I'm like, yeah, all right, it's fine. So then we finish up the sandwich, finish the beers. My wife gets the check from the woman. but she didn't say beer's on us. He said beer's on us, right? So she goes, right, which I was thinking, I'm like, you probably should have said it to him, but whatever. She right. So now the female server goes, I'm terribly sorry, sandwich is on us. Right, so it's like, okay. All right.
Okay.
That's actually better than beer is on us,
right,
but you know,
right.
either way. So she comes back and gives us the bill, but charges for an extra beer. Right, so now at this point, it was just like, you know what, just pay for the extra beer. Right. We got the free sandwiches. Like,
take your three
it.
Beers
I'm
and leave.
Exactly.
I'm out.
What am I going to do? Excuse me, there's an extra beer on here. You know, it's like, just sign the damn thing. Let's get out of here.
But it's amazing, man. What you hear people complain about at the bar, and I mean, it, just anything. I haven't gotten my beer yet, and they haven't handed it to you yet. You're looking at them like they know you don't have your beer yet because they haven't handed it to you yet. That's like the most ridiculous statement you can make to them. They understand you haven't gotten your beer yet because they're in the process of pouring your beer, see? And until they give it to you, they know in particular that you don't have your beer yet.
Dude, I was on a date at a bar, and the girl said to the bartender, she goes, it's kind of a nice place. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, you know, but it's very like kind of hipster cocktailish too.
Okay.
So she goes, this Sprite is flat. And the bartender says, nah, trust me, it's not flat. Like, we don't even have a soda gun. Right. She's like, no, I work in restaurants. This is flat.
Oh, boy.
And then the bartender walks over, and I don't blame her. She just, you know those, like, little tiny bottles of soda? And she held it in front of her face and opened it brand new and was like.
Right.
I was like, yeah, she's being a real bitch right now. Like, I don't blame you, bartender, at all. By the way, not ordering food now.
Mm-hmm. How did that date go?
Man.
I mean, was that a sign of things to come, or was that just a glitch?
No, it was a sign of things to come, but she was hot.
No, we understand. You can't taste more.
You can't taste Sprite? What the hell's wrong with you? Good or bad?
I like Sprite.
I do, too. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't taste it?
I like how you say, though, well, I work in the restaurant industry. You don't have to work in the restaurant industry to be able to tell if a soda's flat.
Yeah, and you also don't need a predicate.
Like, that doesn't mean anything. You also
she was mean.
Yeah, you also, like, I know one person in particular that will always say how they used to work in the restaurant industry when they go anywhere. Because you used to work in the restaurant industry does not mean the people who work there have to treat you better than everyone else or more impeccably than everyone else, especially in this one situation.
I don't think people care because saying I used to work in restaurants or I used to work in retail is like saying I was alive at some point in my past.
Mm-hmm. The only time I ever say it is like you see a bartender who's just getting crushed, right? And he'll say something like, sorry, man, I'm trying to get it. And then when he finally serves you, it's like, no worries. Yeah. I used to work at a bar. Right. Like, no sweat.
Yeah, it's entirely different. I think they appreciate it then. Sure. It's like, no worries.
Good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience?
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I had to do a date backwards. She put it up to me to try to figure out how we wanted to do the date. And she just said, be creative. So we did it backwards. We had sex first. Then we went to dinner, and then we went back to my house.
Yeah, work up an appetite, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, man. Not only that, but, you know, there was no stress. I didn't have to think about anything when we were out. I was actually in the date.
So this was your first date?
Yes.
All right.
But I think it worked to say, like, listen, you know, when we do go to dinner, the one difference we'll have here is that I will not be distracted by something else.
Right.
I'm going to listen to what you have to say.
So how did you approach this? How did you get this done like this?
Well, we talked back and forth through text, and I don't know. I guess I can talk anybody into anything.
So you basically said, come over for some sex, and I'll take you out to dinner?
Well, no. We already had it set up, and we were going to go out on a date. She just left it up to me to try to figure out what we were going to do and how we were going to do it.
Oh, we're going to have sex, and then we're going
to
dinner.
Ladies, if you leave that up to a guy, every date would be that way because it's like, look, I want to have sex with you. So to make sure that happens, that's going to be the first thing that we do. And then we can figure out where we're going to go, what we're going
to. Where'd you go to dinner?
I can't remember. It was some little Italian restaurant.
Get what you want.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I think
seafood.
I
like what do you need?
$50 on dinner.
Right,
I didn't
care. Want a bottle of wine? Get two.
Yeah.
Because now you know it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
when
exactly
you go
right.
through the trouble before, like you're going to this dinner with the hopes of having sex. So you try to do all the stuff. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But if you start with sex, like, oh, no, listen, you get whatever you want. No problem. You want to hang out for dessert? I got no problem with that. I'm not in a hurry anymore.
Right. And it was awesome. That was the only time I ever done it, but I'm looking for it again.
How, are you still dating this person?
No.
No. How long did it last?
Not very long. A couple weeks.
Okay.
What was the problem?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Do you want to start eating before sex?
Maybe.
See, I'd have to think that, but that would put you on the list of being a potential keeper.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I mean,
I'm not sure about this relationship. She just comes over and we have sex immediately.
And then we have dinner. Like, I'm down with
this.
What
about my feelings? What about who I am as a man and a person? Can't we talk a little?
No.
Eventually, you do have to talk to him.
I know that.
But that's our point. You had sex.
But it's early on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not even close to that yet.
But then when you go to dinner, you actually will talk. Like, I'm not distracted by the idea of trying to get into your pants now. I'm not trying to be clever. I'm not going to try to lay game. It's like, look, we had sex. Let's just eat dinner and talk. I'm telling you, you'd have, at least from a guy's point of view, I think you'd have a less distracting conversation.
You can talk about whatever at that point in time. Man, well,
you know what? I don't even have to lie in Salmon Air Force pilot now because we already had sex.
I crowned the bowl this morning. It was amazing.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know if you take a brand, but get your fiber.
I farted in the car. Like, at this point, we're going to be completely honest.
It's open.
You want to get to know us, have sex with us, then let's talk.
Yeah, you know my theory, man. Sex before dinner.
Yes. That's all, man.
In an ideal world, absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You can do both at the same
time.
Should
we get champagne? Honey, get champagne.
Again, I'm not in a hurry.
Let's get three desserts.
They have
an
extra lobster tail for $15 if you want to add that on.
Yeah. You should eat ribeye and lobster every night, babe.
Go ahead. Get tipsy. Feel full. It doesn't matter. You know, like, no one's really worried about this anymore.
Good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience?
It's about like month two and a half, three. Like, I know we just had sex. We're not getting lobster.
Right.
Have a crawfish.
Right. We're just going to the drive-thru tonight.
Mini lobsters.
Hello, David.
Lobster. Try a chicken finger.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
So my experience was, it wasn't so much a date as a one-night stand.
All right.
So I didn't have to buy her anything, which was great. Picked her up at the bar. At the last call, we went to my house. And at the time, I had about an 8 to 10-foot carpet python that she thought was really interesting. So we pulled it out of the tank, and after a little bit, we ended up in one of the bedrooms.
Wait, after she pulls an 8-foot snake out of the tank?
Yeah, then she takes it to the bedroom.
She takes the snake into the bedroom?
With us, yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, one thing, you know, leads to another.
No. This is not a situation where one thing leads to another, because you just said that an 8-foot snake is present in the bedroom with you.
Yeah.
Like, one thing leads to another does not involve 8-foot snakes. How was the snake involved in what happened next?
Well,
I mean,
the
was she just...
snake wasn't involved for a while.
Well, no.
After that. It was the end of the room. One thing led to another, and we forgot about the snake.
All right.
Okay. I couldn't forget about that snake.
Yeah. How does one forget about an 8-foot snake?
8-foot snake in a bedroom.
Well, she was kind of freaky.
Okay. Understood.
But, so one thing leads to another, and then we fall asleep. Snake has been completely forgotten about. The following morning, I woke up to screaming and blood. The snake woke her up by deciding her hand was food and bit the heck out of her.
Did he, you wake up to a
better
woman
her than you?
No, yeah, it wasn't me. I woke up, and it took a second for me to realize what was going on. And then I realized the snake was about to bite her again. So I threw a shirt over the snake to distract it, collected it, and put it back in its cage. And after she calmed down, about 10 minutes later, she just cracked up laughing. And she says to me, this was either the best or the worst one-night stand ever.
Well, she got bit by an 8-foot python.
Right.
And you just got dumped.
Oh, well, she kept on calling for a while.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't just a one-night stand then?
Yeah, it was.
But can you call it a one-night stand when you're still in bed? This has been a great one-night stand. I guess I should leave.
There's a 24-hour period on that.
All right.
You might have some morning sex, but if you never hang out with him again, it's still a one-night stand.
Right. I mean, I'm saying she already knew she was never going to hang out with him again.
Well,
but she kept calling,
though. Yeah.
It's just crazy to me that she called after the fact. Like, hey, baby, I had a really good time. The sex was great. But when your 8-foot snake bit my hand and I started bleeding and stuff, I thought maybe this is not for us.
Maybe that's her move to get guys out of her place. Ah, snake babies! Get out of here.
But it was his place.
Or it was his place.
I thought it was her snake.
I thought he said it was his snake.
It was his snake.
Okay, yeah, it was his snake.
It sounds like maybe there was two big snakes in that room.
He said they went to his place. She thought that his snake was interesting. She grabs it out of the tank and takes it into the bedroom. So he wasn't good when he said she's freaky.
See, I would have to think that if I went over to someone's house and they had an 8-foot snake, that would be my deal breaker.
I don't care if you have an 8-foot
100% agree with Miles.
I mean, just like, look, man, I really like you and everything, but I just can't get comfortable in here knowing that there's an 8-foot python.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't bother me, but the point where it would have bothered me is when she pulls it out and brings it into the bedroom that we're going into if I believe we're going to have sex.
Yeah, like, it doesn't bother me when it's in the cage.
Right, like, right, you got a snake in the cage. Good for you. Why are you bringing it into the bedroom? Because you're indicating me we're going to have sex. Why is the snake going into the bedroom? That's, well, I think I'd fight through it.
I'm just with Miles because even if it's not a one-night stand, let's say it goes a little bit far. Like, okay. I just know I can't have a relationship with Snake Lady.
No.
Snake Lady.
I just, yeah. I wouldn't feel comfortable even being over there. Be like, look, man, that's what you're into. That's what you're into.
And I mean, I'll deal with a lot of dogs. You have a big old mean vicious one. I wouldn't mind.
Dogs, all kinds of things.
Yeah, but I'm with you. You got an 8-foot snake. Like, nope.
Good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience?
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing good, man.
Okay, so I'll make this quick. I met my wife online, and it was about 2.5 years after I had started online dating. And online dating is quite an experience. I don't know if you've met many people that do it, but 18 out of 20 you meet are different. There's a reason at 30 that they're still online dating. Anyways, I got a message from a lady. She's like 65 years old, and I was like, huh, I wasn't going to answer it. And I answered. It turns out to be her daughter. And she's like, hey, how's it going? This is my mom. They're setting it up. And my picture, for some reason, came up for her mom. And she had just gotten divorced, so she was looking. And so I get this message, like, uh-huh, of course. And she's like, oh, let me send you some pictures. Well, she sends me pictures of these just drop-dead gorgeous people of her. And I'm like, no, this has got to be like a Russian or somebody trying to get money from it. There's just no way. I mean, impossible. So I'm looking, and she's like talking. So I send back. I'm like, hey, you speak really good English for a Russian. And she had no idea. She never online dated, so she had no idea what I was talking about. And I kept going, and she ended up giving me her phone number because she got frustrated, which I had no idea would actually work. But we started talking, and I actually got to meet her. And unfortunately, she's one of those girls that was pretty enough that my IQ drained out of my body rather quickly. And so I'm did I lose you guys?
No, you're there.
Oh, okay. So anyways, I'm talking to her, and it goes fairly well. So we end up going to a movie, and that's where it kind of went down. Because we go to a movie, and she's tall. She's like 6 feet tall. She's blonde. She's, you know, again, very pretty.
She's a Russian mail order bride.
Yeah, we get it.
And, you know, and originally I had said, she had said, I speak really good English because I was an English major. I was like, the Russians are getting smart. They're getting people that actually know English to get them to send them money now. But anyway, so we go to the movie, and we're sitting there, and I got popcorn, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'll be funny. I was like, hey, want some popcorn? I kind of toss it at her, think I'm funny, and it all goes straight down her shirt. I'm like, oh, this isn't good. This is not good. And she kind of laughed and picking it out of her shirt, and then she's sitting there, and we're watching the movie, and, you know, I go to do the move, you know, with the arm and everything, and, well, she's sitting at a weird angle. Here she's tall. And it literally puts her head at, like, the worst possible angle. So I'm sitting there with my arm behind her head. I was like, this is even worse than my first move. So, and eventually, like, 5 minutes later, she's like, all right, I got to move, you know. But
I don't know what makes you feel good.
Yeah, so I'm like, so the rest of the movie, I'm just sitting there thinking, oh, this is disastrous. And we get out, we talk a little bit. She's like, God, my neck's really hurting. And I was like, I can give you a neck rub. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, what? So, okay. And so we go over her car, and I'm like giving her a neck rub. And I'm like, yes, I'm in. She likes me. I don't know why, but this is working. And so I'm like giving her a neck rub, rubbing her shoulder. And then I, you know, kind of going for the kiss. And she looks at me like, oh, my God, what are you doing? And I was like, what? I'm, you know, She's like, I thought you were just giving me a neck rub.
Come on, ladies. Come on, man. If a dude's rubbing your neck, they want to have sex with you. Please understand that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a pretty universal thing that we all get.
Yeah, if you're going to let me touch you.
If a guy is giving you a neck rub, he's not just being nice.
Good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience? We will take a quick break and back with more of your calls right after these.
Now back to the men's room. Here's the question, brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino, 99.9 KISW.
Drink and Tilt's coming up. The shot of the day is on the way. And Profile This has your tickets to Building Bowl. Our contestants playing for Building Bowl tickets today and all this week on Profile This at 5:08. Our question, good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience?
Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Daryl, on the East Coast, your name is pronounced Durl.
Well, that's actually true. I'm from the East Coast.
Ah, so you know the Durl well.
I do. And anyway, I was married for, continuously for about 17 years. And I was going through a divorce. And I work at a local hospital. And flirting with a bunch of the nurses and, you know, just enjoying myself. I hadn't really had a chance to go on any date because the divorce was not final. I was still living it with my ex.
I contend, man, that, you know, like women love the UPS driver delivery man, great legs, you know what I mean, in uniform and all that. Mine is scrubs. Mine's scrubs, man. I'm telling you what right now. You see a girl in scrubs, I'm like, oh, you dirty, dirty girl.
Well, it was awesome. And I actually, when I had moved out, the first day that I moved out, this girl that I had been flirting with for quite a while had found out about it, and she called me up and said, hey, I've got two tickets to go see the lead singer of Everclear. Do you want to go? And I'm like, sure, okay.
Only because you're inviting me, because otherwise the answer to that question is no.
Exactly. I had no idea who Everclear was. I had no idea who the singer was. Art Alec something.
Alec Zekas.
That's it, yes. And so, you know, we go out on a date, and it was great. We went out to dinner, went to see the show at the Crocodile. And I had, like I said, I hadn't been on a date in over 17 years. So I was trying to be polite, and I was like, so do you need me to drop you off at home? And she's like, what? No, we're going back to your place.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, how do we do this?
Did you do it?
Well, I was married for 17 years. I had never been with another woman before, and I tried.
So you gave it your best shot. Did you go back for a second try?
She did give me a second try.
Did that work out better than the first try?
We are now married. We've been married now and together for 14 years.
Wow.
Damn. Well, I guess you knocked it out of the park the second time, didn't you?
I think so.
Time to reload. Hold on. Give me 5 minutes.
Hang on a second. Let me smoke a cigarette.
I didn't know the safety wasn't on.
I just didn't realize after the first time. I was like, what? It's worked for 17 years. How come it's not working now?
Because you're nervous as hell.
Oh, tell me about it. It was crazy. So, but yes, she gave me a second try, and it's all worked out great.
So is that the second one we've had sex with?
No, I am still down to one hand, though.
All right.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll keep you from being diseased.
Sure.
Good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience?
Damn. So he's with the first wife for 17 years, and he's been married to this one for 14 years.
Covering the three decades.
Damn, man.
Strikes me as a guy that, like, finds a meal he likes and enjoys
it. That's what he's going to do. The regular Ralph? Yep.
Just give me any of the luggage. I just need a bag, please. Thank you.
Hello, Audrey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
So my terrible dating experience was I was actually sort of abducted and asked to join a cult, I guess.
How are you sort of abducted? What exactly happened?
That happens all the time.
I was sort of kidnapped. They kind of want some money.
CultDating.com.
I met this guy at a bar, and this was our third date, and he seemed like a perfectly normal dude, and so he was like, okay, well, I want to pick you up, and I want you to dress a little bit nice, and I was like, okay, you know, whatever, and asked him where I was going or where we were going, and he didn't want to tell me, and I was like, okay, it'll be a surprise, sure, I'll go with it. So we pulled up to an apartment complex, and I was like, oh, this must be his apartment, and he's he's baldy.
He's what?
He's baldy, like ready to go. And I was a little bit uncomfortable. But I went in or whatever, and I walked into his apartment, and there's like 15 or 20 other people in his apartment.
No.
And there's chairs all lined up, and there's this one guy standing in front of the room, and he starts talking about how thankful they were that I was there and how important it was that I had been introduced to their group, and then started going over a bunch of rules and stuff, and I pulled this guy aside when we had like a water break, and I was like, hey, I'm really uncomfortable, you should take me home. And he was like, no, you really need to stay, you really need to stay. I was like, no, actually, I really need to get the heck out of here.
What was the group about? Like, what was their...
I didn't get very far into it, but they had a whole, like, business together as a big group. They were all married to each other, and...
Oh.
Yeah, it was...
Uh-oh, look out.
Exactly.
You got trapped by Amway.
Yeah, some sort of something like that. They were very close, and I was not about to be involved.
Why do you think this guy tried to recruit you? I mean, did you seem gullible, do you think? You're just that hot or what?
Well, I don't know if I'm that hot. I mean, that would be quite the compliment, but I just think that I was a little bit naive, and I might have come off as prey, I guess. I don't really know.
Did you ever have, did it progress? Did you ever go on another date with a guy?
No, absolutely not. After that, he told me he wouldn't take me home, and I actually called one of my other friends and had them pick me up and went back to my apartment, and...
But you never saw him again, never ran into him at the bar or anything?
No, thank God.
Okay.
I don't know how I would have reacted.
How long ago was this?
Probably 3.5 years ago at this point.
Okay.
That's a little
weird.
It
still pisses you off. I mean, no matter what, if someone's trying to ring you into something, it just pisses you off. It's one thing if someone sells candles and you know it, and they're doing a candle thing or whatever, and you're like, everybody's going over to Jenny's tonight because she needs to sell candles. All right, I get that.
Yeah, but that's...
Everybody already knows what they're getting into.
But
it's a lingerie party.
Right. But they're going there to drink. And
sure.
Then in the end,
book club,
they'll hook Jenny up because Jenny sells.
Right, or whatever the deal is. You know what I mean? But man, when you get blindsided... I had a friend who blindsided me when I was, 26, 27 years old. Like, hey, man, I want to talk to you about some stuff, man. I'll take you to dinner, man. We'll go to the equivalent of a Denny's.
Right.
I was like, all right. We start sitting there. I'm like, all right, what's your deal, man? And he's a friend of mine. And he starts the Amway spiel, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, we could have gone to a bar. Like, this place didn't even serve beer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought this was, like, going to be something serious that he wanted to talk about. Not like this crap. He's like, I'm telling you, man, I'm going to retire when I'm 35. I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Not with money.
No, you're not. Good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience? But I was so pissed. I was like, why didn't you tell me this beforehand? It's good because you never would have gone. I'm like, exactly. No one would. It's like saying, like, oh, God, I don't know. Well, if I'd have known we got shot, I wouldn't have gone to that festival. Well, no kidding.
Yeah, I only got duped once. It was the first time I went to Mexico, man. And the way you have to get your cab from the airport, it's just a little different. Not a big thing, but it's like one little step you have to do. So I get the cab. Cab driver pulls up, grabs the suitcases. And there's a guy there who hops in the cab, and he's sitting up front, you know, clipboard, and he's just talking about Mexico and the first time. And then he launches into the spiel. And, of course, it's like for timeshares. And it just pisses me off at this point. So I'm like, man, I've been on a plane all goddamn day. You know what I mean? Like traveling just... And now you're going through all this crap. So basically, we just made the cab driver pull over, like, you got to get out.
Yeah.
You got to get... Like, I'm actually getting so goddamn angry, I'm about to, like, attack you. In this cab, man. We don't want that to happen. You need to get out of the cab. So he got out.
That's going
to
make some smart business, too. Like, if you're going to pitch somebody, like, maybe, like, day two or three when they're drinking, having a great time.
Get to know me.
Got off
right.
of the plane.
Just like anything else. You have to establish a relationship with someone before you take thousands of dollars from them.
But you're right. I got absolutely livid. Just like, are you kidding me? Like, get out of the cab.
Yeah.
Even though it's, like, on the side of the highway. Like, no. Don't care. Your fate here is much worse. Get out. And they did.
I think we've all done it, though, once.
What's
I had a neighbor
once?
Got right. I told you, I had a neighbor get me once with the vacuum cleaner thing.
Oh, yeah.
They get you like, once.
Right. She was like, I'm studying for class. I need to practice the presentation. Okay. And then, like, right. And it's like, well, I have to go finish it. Like, no, you don't. Get the F out of my place.
Right. Yeah. The last magazine salesman that came to my door, and I haven't really seen any. This is probably 5 or 6 years ago, but he's like, yeah, man, I'm doing this so I can get money to college. I'm like, quit. Quit what you're doing right now. This is not the job if you want to go to college. You right. gotta find another job. He's like, oh, well, I'm not really going to college. I'm like, I know that. I know that. He's like, I really just need the money. I'm like, I know. I'm like, the college thing, like, it doesn't work for anybody because you're never going to make $100,000 selling magazines. That's what it costs to go to college these days. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank God, I got my $100,000. How'd you do it? People, time, Newsweek.
People that don't have the internet.
Oh, wow, you sold magazines, and now you went to school for 4 years. Good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience?
Hello, Kim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, 16, 17, I went on a blind date from a guy I met on MySpace.
All right. And your parents allowed this?
Yeah, they didn't quite know.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have killed my kid.
Yeah, I think the guy was like 23, 24, and he knew my age. I didn't actually lie about that. Yeah.
That's always a good sign when they don't care.
Yeah.
And don't sweat it, Miles. This happened on MySpace. Your kids will have to do it through Instagram.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So we met at Bell Square, and he was late because the bus schedule was late. And that was kind of first little check right there, no own transportation. And then he basically spent the entire date going on about how he's a Jew and he wants to go and bomb Germany.
This is what he's talking about on your date.
Yes, and I am predominantly German.
All right.
Well done. Did you mention this to him, or did you just let him go on?
I just let him go on, because at that point, I knew I wasn't going to see him again. I knew, you know, I was already mid-text to my friend of, you know, rescue me, give me a phone call, I got to get out of here. And she did. I'm so thankful that she did. And as we're walking out to my car, he is going down every car in the parking garage, telling me how each car there is not as good as his car, which currently doesn't work, and every car is crap.
Oh, God.
Every car we passed. And I, at the time, had an 88 Dodge Dakota. It was my farm truck.
That was a nice truck.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. First car.
Was it crap? It's not as good as his car.
No, of course not.
It's not like the Ram, the big one.
Yeah, oh, God, it was terrible. And then a couple years later, when I was on another actual dating website, he messaged me. He's like, don't I know you? I'm like, delete, delete, block, block, block.
Oh, oh wow. Still a problem, man. That's,
yeah, I guess if you don't have a car, the dating game's kind of weak. You know, like, fives are late. Not there yet. Boy. I'll be there in a minute.
And then you're going to comment on other cars.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as my car that I apparently left at home for no reason so that I could get on a late bus. I mean, like, come on, man.
You can get around it.
My car fits 75 people in it. I don't even have to drive.
Right? This dude drives me everywhere.
Comes every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Good or bad, what was your most memorable dating experience? We've got your emails coming up from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. It's Miles the Thrill of Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.